This podcast is brought to you by Marriage Equality Campaign Wellington and PrideNZ.com.
My name is Sarah, I'm from Queer Avengers. I think the conference was really successful. It was nice to see some different faces involved that we haven't seen around and seen before. And I think it's a good step towards what needs to be done beyond the marriage bill and looking at the issues that we need to keep addressing in our wider communities.
Yep, thanks. I'm Ian Anderson. I'm a queer avenger and a socialist, and I really enjoyed the conference. It was exhausting, but there was a lot of sort of productive discussion we had. I think on the opening night it was good to have the big public event, have Ian McKellen sort of greet us and get that across, and also have that actually that apology from McKinnon that the human rights reform didn't include trans folk, and so that was sort of an indicator of the struggles that we really need to take up. So we were trying to get into some of those discussions over the weekend. So I think Saturday was a great discussion. We covered quite a lot of ground, and I think it's worth people looking into that. We'll have records of it, audio records and some written records. And I don't think I can sum that all up here, but and Sunday, which we've just concluded, was definitely good. I think it's mainly the thing is, what do we do next? And if we, on the, I think, quite likely chance that we win this particular reform, what are we laying a basis for in the long term? What struggles are coming up? That's kind of the key question for us in Queer Avengers. So, yeah, thanks. Cheers.
I'm Shelley Howard. I'm a Queer Avenger and, I guess, summarised as a humanitarian. At least I like to think of myself as such. I found the opening of this conference to be quite inspiring. The history that we've been through to get to where we are, as Ian mentioned, is indicative of the struggles that we do have ahead. And in that regard, I think there was some certainly wide-reaching discussion throughout the conference, at least from the Queer Avengers stream with which I was mostly associated. I guess if I was to say that there was a disappointment, it might be that we have a long way to go yet before we develop a strategic view on what we're achieving. We seem to be dealing with isolated pockets of ideas and issues, and there are numerous of those, and I think for these organisations to continue to be effective in the long term, we need a leadership that does have a strategic outlook, that does have a strategic overview, and looks at a multi-layered approach to dealing with those, including the involvement of other associated groups of all natures and all types. The involvement of Nigel Studdard in our discussions is indicative very much of how that can happen, and that this is not, these struggles that we're on is not a uniquely queer campaign. It's a campaign for the humanising New Zealand society, and hopefully through that the global society.
Kia ora. My name's Kay Jones. I'm Wellington born, and I've been campaigning on human rights issues probably since I was about 9 years old, off and on. And I found this conference really enlivening, but it's midway through a process. It's a lot of people who've travelled a long way to get here in terms of their own struggles for human rights, and there's achieving marriage equality is just one sort of step along the way. What I appreciated in the conference was the open discussion and engaging with some people that I'd met online before. What I thought we could have had more of was that individual story sharing and the personal connections that we didn't start each session with names and where we were from. But within 2 days with so many people, that was probably, would have been an unrealistic thing to do. But I look forward to next steps, and I think back to when my uncle was growing up who never came out and sort of, who died alone, and my cousin who came out but went to Australia for a better life, and now the world that we're living in, where we see queer people on television every day, where people are actually openly discussing this, and I'm really sort of positive about those things. But we've still got to save the planet, we've still got to do everything else, so it's really good to be part of this. Thank you.
Okay, well, my name is Joseph Hapgood. I'm the communications officer for Legalize Love Wellington, and I thought it was a really awesome conference. I think it was really healthy to have those discussions. Obviously, you know, there was a lot of disagreement, but I think that's actually an incredibly positive thing, and a really, you know, it was a great experience to finally have this discussion, I think. Because I think getting everyone in one room to talk about things is the first step. And, yeah, I think it's been a long time coming. But, yeah, no, the discussions were really, really fantastic, and I think everyone got a lot out of it. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Jim Whitman, and I came here on my own, though I might have actually found in the process I've joined another group. And, yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, I caught up with a whole bunch of stuff and caught up with a bunch of young people as well. That this campaign may well have drawn more young people in, possibly, which is wonderful, really, because I think you have to catch up with young people, really, and sort of work with them and let them take the lead, actually, truly. I think that's really important. And I've seen a lot of that, actually. A lot of very enterprising, aware, very sensitive young people from different campaigns across New Zealand, all related to similar causes, and it's very heartening.
Well, I'm David Du. I am a young gay Asian male based in Wellington now. And I've been involved with helping organise the conference and been going to some of the community meetings, and I'm really pleased with how it went. It was really good to get people together, and really good to have not just a discussion of other ideas associated with marriage equality, but also what we're going to do next. So I was really pleased with how it went, and I definitely enjoyed a lot of the discussions, especially issues such as transgendered issues. And also just make sure we reach out into other parts of the community, faith, and also Pacifica and Māori communities especially. So I was really heartened that, you know, a lot of people came together and we had a good civil dialogue. I mean, the other thing also is that, because I was involved with the civil unions campaign as a volunteer, and I was only in my second year at uni in 2004. And, you know, I don't think people really talked about marriage equality back then. It wasn't really on the agenda. So it is really nice that it's come back again as an issue. And really pleased that this conference has been a part of that.
My name's Sam Humphrey. I've never really been, although I'm openly gay and have always supported gay rights movements and things like that, I've never actually participated in a public sort of campaign before, so this was my first real experience of that. But yeah, it was just great to meet people from all sorts of different backgrounds and hear their views on issues, especially issues like the Faith Forum yesterday with Margaret was really interesting. Talking to a whole range of different people that I wouldn't normally encounter in my sort of day-to-day office job life was great. So, yeah, that was it.
Hi, I'm Cameron Hoskins from Christchurch. This conference for me has been mainly about learning a lot of new skills that I didn't know even really existed before this. Such as, you know, we didn't actually get to go through the how to run a community group, which would have been nice, but, you know, I was there to help me with that. it's been very informative. I've learned a lot that I didn't know about beforehand, about specific things such as how to deal with media, lobbying MPs, and how to go about that the correct way rather than making them angry. Doing things at the right times. No, it's been for me. It's been more informative thing more than anything else, and it's led me onto, fortunately, one pathway in which I can actually give back to the community for once. So yeah, that's it for me. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Tabby from Legalize Love Wellington and the QSA Network Aotearoa. The conference has been really great. I think it's been really good for bringing lots of different people together. We've had lots of diverse conversations. I guess we've kind of scratched the surface on a lot of things and entered the start of a lot of topics, but there's a lot more discussion to be had on them. I was really excited that that the conference was able to look beyond just marriage equality and to look at homophobia and transphobia, especially things in schools. So yeah, I've had a really good time.
I'm Elosia, I'm treasurer for Legalise Love Wellington, and I thought the conference was overall fantastic. It was very inspiring for me. I've gotten a few ideas from it, especially the night at Parliament on Friday and the Saturday daytime.
My name's Andrew Cunningham. I'm from the Campaign for Marriage Equality, and for the conference I was in charge of logistics and volunteer management along with Merv Ransom. What I took away from the conference is that there is a distinct need for intergroup cooperation and communication, seeing us through to the end of the campaign whip. What was also seen was an immense amount of ideas that came between each other, generally focusing on improving the quality for LGBT people in New Zealand. Some of these focuses included Takatāpui struggles, trans struggles, and also looking at why marriage equality is such a desirable aspect for New Zealanders, particularly focusing around youth. The thing that I really took away from it is that we need to have continued discussions, but overall marriage equality is a very desirable thing in New Zealand, and that's going to greatly benefit our community and our loved ones.
So Merv Ransom, I was overseeing the volunteers for the campaign. It took a lot of energy to get the actual conference to a place where everyone agreed upon. I'm quite content with the conversation that came out of it. Now, of course, it's all about implementing those action points. It's no use talking about it and we don't do anything with it. As things progress, there's obviously some things that we need to sort out internally so that what we do desire will manifest, but I am optimistic.
Well, Bill Logan's my name, and I've enjoyed the conference. It took a lot of work to get together, a lot of work from a lot of people, but it's been well worthwhile. It's been useful in and of itself as an exercise, as part of the marriage equality campaign. But it's also been good in building community and in preparing ways for the future for campaigns that might be about anything else and other community building activities.
My name's Chris Coker, and the conference just exposed me to a lot of points of view, a lot of different points of view, something I hadn't considered before. And I'd come here hoping to go away with some practical action steps that we could take to further the campaign, which I think we have done, and also the complexity of bringing disparate groups together and working together and what that involves. It's more complex than what I might have thought, but a very interesting process nonetheless. Yeah.
Kia ora, I'm Rosie Jimson-Healy. I found the conference really exciting. I thought it was really wonderful that we're beginning to have conversations about our trans community and our intersex people, and involving Tangata Pacifica and Takatāpui in the wider discussion around our goals as a queer community, and the wider issues, not just marriage equality, but the things behind marriage equality and the things such as homophobia that we're all kind of looking to affect with this kind of political and social change. So I found it a really exciting opportunity for us all to be together, and it felt like quite a historic moment being able to talk together about where we're going with this bill and just take a moment to acknowledge our history and who's got us here, with the work that's been done in the past with the Homosexual Law Reform Bill. It was really exciting to see a diversity of people and different genders. I really enjoyed it. Cool.
Rama, so we're at the end of the conference after 2.5 days. What are your thoughts?
It's been brilliant, actually. Great to have the conversation, great to have everybody here, and great to see good, fresh faces ready to go beyond and do something about marriage equality and queer politics in general, and great to have so many new networks. Yeah.
Is it what you thought it would be?
More. It was definitely more than what I thought it would be. We've had deeper discussions about other areas that wasn't quite on the agenda, but we had room for that, so we kind of predicted that we might, but we weren't really too sure. But the level of engagement has really stunned me. The amount of people who are willing to have open, frank discussions or ask questions, or you know, the people that did turn up to the keynotes asked amazing story, you know, questions and stories were told, and it's something to really reflect on.
Any highlights for you?
Nigel Studdard, standing ovation, French press, a keynote on a welcome for Sir Ian, that was awesome, and new friends. Yeah. Too many diets, I suppose. Yeah, but that would be my summary.
Is there anything that you would like to say to people listening to this that maybe couldn't attend the conference?
I suppose really try to find like-minded people out there, get involved, and find out what it is that we are doing. Try to make a difference in your community, because you do matter, you do count, and you can have your voice heard. It's all about it. All it is organising yourself and doing something about it. Don't sit on the couch. Get up and do something.